We're going to learn the second Sikh and Pashas Vaschan on Chelik Yutes. The Rebbe starts as follows. Wegen dem Seder Hanochas Tfilin, sagt die Gemara, Tana, Kishuhu Meniach, Meniach Shel Yad, Vachakach Meniach Shel Reish, O Kishuhu Chelet, Chelet Shel Reish, Vachakach Chelet Shel Yad. When he puts on Tfilin first, he puts on the Shel Reish, and afterwards he puts on the Shel Reish, the Shel Yad, and the same thing is also, when he takes off the Tfilin, he takes off first the shalresh and then he takes off the shalyat. What it is on Bishlam, Mishum, Niach, Shalyat, Viachach, Niach, Shalresh. That I understand that first you put on the shalyat and then the shalresh, the chsiv, Ukshatim, Leisal Yedecha, Vahadar, Vahayulit, of his Beninach. In the Pasik it says, first Ukshatim, Leisal Yedecha, which means the shalyat, and afterwards it says, Vahayulit, of his Beninach. So here we know that you have to put on, because the Pasik is talking about putting on the film. That you have to first put on the shalyad and afterwards the shalresh. Ela b'shul chaylitz, chaylitz shalresh v'adakach shalyad minolan. How do we know you have to take off first the shalresh and then the shalyad? Omer Rabbi, the Gemara says, Rabbi said, Rav Huna asbarali, Rav Huna explained to me in this previous limud which we learn, Omer krov ahoyu letitovish beininecho, kol zaman shebeininecho yishtayim. From the Pasuk Baha, you will learn out as long as it's on the Shel Reish, as long as it's Bein Enecha, it have to be through. And as Rashi explains, the Rebbe brings on the continuation. Bahoyu is a plural, mashma shtayim, but means, in other words, Bahoyu letitov is Bein Enecha, that calls manshi Bein Enecha, as long as it's between your eyes, which means the Shel Reish is laying, yiyush time has to be through, which means called manshi is on Shel Reish menachin, as long as the Shel Reish is laying on your head. Oishem shel yad nami menachem, the shel yad also has to be laying on your hand. Almas from here will know that shel reish cholz, you have to take off first the shel reish, because if you're going to take off first the shel yad, comes out that the shel reish is laying on your head as long as while there's only one. This is the Pirush Rashi. In actuality, later on in order 9, the Rebbe is assigned to a thesis in Erechim. In that thesis is mashma that the thesis learns it out not from the word vahoyu, which is plural, but from the word letoy tofos, which is plural, that when it's the tofos is on your head, has to be two. That's mashma from the thesis in Erech. This is the Gemara. The Rebbe continues on in Mechilta even pasuk, and which pasuk? Bahoya lachol is al yadcha, which we say in the parsha of Kadishli Kopcher, which we say in Rabbi Tam's film. But there it says in the Mechilta, state kol zman shetvilon shel yad biyad ten es shel reish b'reish. As long as the film of Shel Yad is on the hand, you have to put the Shel Reish on the Reish. We can't omru from here. We learn out the mitzvah tefillin. Kishu neisin neisin the Shel Yad, v'chakach neisin the Shel Reish. First you put the Shel Yad, and afterwards the Shel Reish. O kishu chelitz chelitz the Shel Reish, v'chakach Shel Yad. And when you take it off, you take off first the Shel Reish and then the Shel Yad. How we learn out from the pasuk, the Rebbe actually is going to talk about it in Sif Beis. The Rebbe in Siv Beis talks about one prat only, legabi de chalitza. The pashtus, the Rebbe doesn't talk about how we learn, how the Mechita learns out, legabi de levishas hatfil, that it has to be first the shilyad and after the shilresh, how you will learn after this posik. The Rebbe in Ha'orah 4 brings down that in certain girsois, it says, the hemshech of the posik, ulite tovish bein enecho, the Rebbe brings down from Eitzos of the Mechilta of Horowitz, the Rebbe says that this is a mistake, because the pasuk v'letitov es beininecho, the continuation of the pasuk v'letitov es beininecho, is actually the second pasuk, the pasuk v'hoyi kviyacho, not the first pasuk. In the first pasuk, it doesn't say the word v'letitov es beininecho. The second pasuk also doesn't say, as the Rebbe quotes in the Mechilta, as the Mechilta quotes, v'hoyi l'chol ois al yodcho. And the second pasuk says v'hoyi l'ois al yodcho, without the word v'hoyi l'cho. So obviously, we're talking about the first parasha and the second raya. The Rebbe also brings with all the drashas in the Mechilta over there is on the first parasha. So obviously, it's not the parasha. It's not the pasuk v'letitov es beininecho. It must be the first parasha. In certain gesoyes, the Rebbe does not bring it down in this order. On certain gesoyes of the Mechilta, actually brings down v'hoyu l'chol isla yadcha v'goymer. Which means the continuation of the pasuk. You need the continuation of the pasuk, which says ulizikod beninecho. So obviously, the limud of the mechilta is also bepashtis In other words, Legabi the Levishas Atfilin is also Bapashas, because first it says, V'ayilachole is Hayadcho, and afterwards it says, Unlezikarin Beinin Necho. This is just to explain L'cho'ida, what's Pshat in the Mechilta. The Rebbe continues on and says, Dafim Fashtei. Aleph, was it that time was the Gemara lent a reason said if an anoch stvil and fun a posseg or kshartam the gamer, the hoyu the gamer, she by parashi senu, which is in Kumish Devorim in Pashas Veshanan, or need from them posseg was state freyer in Pashas Bay. The Mechilta learns it out with the mitzvah stvil and for the mitzvah von tvil and that ongezog to ersten mol vi Mechilta. Why is that the Gemara chooses to learn from a much later posseg, not from a posseg, which is the first time in the Torah, which is Pashas Bay, like the Mechilta? Beis that Rav Meir asks another kasha, another shaila from Pashas Gemara Zet Uis, as medaf onkum it's tzvei limudim. If you learn the Gemara of Pashas, comes out that you need two different limud. Ein limud of dimdim kshu meniach shel yad v'chikach meniach shel reish, and that you learn out from the seder of the posik that first it says ukshartom and then it says v'hoyu litavit v'napa. Ona bezunder limud, separately as the Gemara says Ravuna Azmerali, that's a different limud. If them didn't kishu chelat chelat shel reish, v'chakach el shel yad, that you learn now from the word v'hoyu, then it has to be plural. Two different limudim. Mashen kilei de mechilta is beidin din ben aruskel and from zav limud according to the mechilta, both of them we learn from the same limud. How we learn from the same limud? The Rebbe will continue on. But the shaila over here is why is it that the Gemara learns it out from two different limudim, and the mechilta learns it out from one. It's the Eve base. You can answer one with the other. First, Leviah to explain, which he learns it out from the Pasik, where is the limud, the second part of the chalitza of taking off the tefillin? As I explained before, Mele legabe the limud that you put it on bepashes the taichis, as I think the kshat is, because in the pasuk it says afterwards, as I said before, the continuation ulizikarim beninecha after v'hoyu l'chol le'isayot, just like by the gemara to say that. The Rebbe doesn't mention it, but bepashes that's a pshat in the mechilta. Shaila is how do you learn out the second prat of the chalitzas? And the Rebbe explains the bir bazer the chiluk between the tziva v'hoyu l'chol le'isayot. In Parshas Kaddish, under Tzivu Yikshartem Lo Yisal Yodecho Sheba Parshas Seinu, what's the difference Taki in the Limudim? Is, as in Parshas Seinu, is the mitzvah Sasiya Hakshir Shala Odom. It goes on a person. Yikshartem Lo Yisal Yodecho. Yikshartem means you have to put on the tefillin. So it's a limud on the person. Vashenkin, Posik, Vahoyo Lecho Lo Yisal Yodecho, Parshas Kaddish. The tzivui v'hoyo means that the tefillin on zayin lois al yodcho is a korban beinenecho. Ubesignon achareb explains in simple words, this posuk shebapashas seinu that vegen gavra. Upashas kadesh v'oilcho lois al yodcho is talking about the mechefza. Is it talking about the person in the mitzvah or is it talking about the actual chefza of the mitzvah? Shartom lois al yodcho is talking about the pu'ulis adam, he has to tie his tefillin, which is the means it shall be. It means it's talking about the tefillin. And as the Rebbe brings down on the order six, what is the nafkimina between if you say it's on the gavra and the chefza? It's not just chikidus without an nafkimina ledina. The Rebbe says the chil nafkimina is a pashta. Kishe kashram bisman she'in kishe'in chiyuv tefillin. If he ties it when in the time when there's not a chiyuv tefillin, ties it in the middle of the night when there's not a chiyuv tefillin, is he becoming the mitzvah or not? If you're going to say, in Reya Hara 23, then we'll talk about it later, if you're going to say it's a mitzvah and the chefza tefillin is on you when it comes to a day, even though you put it on before, it doesn't make a difference. And once day comes and the tefillin's on you, you kind of mitzvah. But Shenkin, if you're going to say it's on the governor, none with the mitzvah is what the governor does, being that you're putting it on before the Zman Chiyuv Tefillin, you're not Mekayim what says in the Torah, Kshatim, you should tie it, because you're tying it in time which is not mitzvah. And the Rebbe continues on in the plim. When the Yez, the Gemara, that begging him say that Hanochas Tefillin mitzvah the governor, the Mechiyuv HaGavran, being that the Gemara is talking about the governor. How do we know the Gemara is talking about it? It's Gloss from the Gemara is kishuhu meniach, when he puts it on. You're talking about the person putting on film. Meniach shel yad v'chakach, meniach shel reish. Therefore, being that the Gemara is talking about the Gavra, it makes more sense to learn it out. Lentes the Gemara arus from the posivus is the mitzvah hameniach ukshatam loisayidachah v'hadavar l'ntavitzbenenachah. That's why the Gemara learns it out from that posik, even though it's a later posik, because the posik is talking about the pu'ulas agavra, what the person has to do. Und der Rebbe, darf man haben ein besonder Limit, as we said before, calls man sich bei der Nacht, hier ist ein Öf, chalitzes Film, because the posik is talking only about what? About the Nachas Film. Und der chalitzes, was hat nicht kein Schum Scheiches. Kein Scheiches zum Chie, was sagt der Nachas Film. Taking off doesn't have anything to do with putting it on. Therefore, the Gabi, the chalitzes Film, you need it separately. In Michiel Tode, Retzich nicht wegen Mitzvahs Hanochas Tfil Mitzadah Gavra. The Mechilta is not talking the Prat of the Mitzvah Mitzadah Gavra. The Mechilta is talking nor wie die Tfilin als Chefze, Zeinen, Zeizanen, they are. Lo'ois al Yodchol, the Konmen Necha, they are a sign on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes. In other words, we're talking about the Chefze. The Fan is the limit from Pasuk, as we said before, V'hoyo l'chol v'es al Yodchol. Which the Pasuk is also not talking about the Pu'ulas HaGavra. The Pasuk is talking about the Indian, the Heft of the Tefillin. As calls man, she Tefillin shel yad b'yad, ten shel rosh b'rosh. As long as the Tefillin is there, not we're talking about the Heft of the Tefillin is there, put on the shel rosh, or mele, mekan omru, ebazei, it's one limud. Veisman from them, oich ben egei elamaisi ha'odom im beides manim, being that the Heft of the Tefillin has to have that both am have to be together, because as long as the shel rosh is on your head, you have to have two. It doesn't make a difference if it's legabe da nocha, legabe da, the legabe da nocha tefillin, or legabe the chalitz is tefillin. In bein hazachan lent man uiz kishu neis neishin shel yad v'achakach neishin shel rosh, or kishu chelitz chetz shel rosh v'achakach shel yad. Vail, in the minyan for hoyo, you're talking legabe da chetze, is kin chiluk nitzvishin anocha, or a chalitz is tefillin, as long as the tefillin is on you, has to have tefillin too. As long as the shalresh is on your head, you have to have the shalyat as shalyat. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference in gabi hanocha and gabi tefillin, gabi the chalitz. The Rebbe continues on in Siv Gim. Es ob es shver, as it's island, and it's hard to learn that the whole thing is legabi chiluk of the gavra and the chefza. Even though we're going to see later on in the Sikha that the Rebbe is not really going away from Gavra and Chefza, but to put it totally in Gavra and Chefza is a little hard. And the Rebbe gives a whole bunch of reasons why it's hard to explain that the Chiluk is only like the Gavra and the Chefza. The Rebbe also brings in Aor 8, which is starting with Chatchila, before any Pilpulim or Svaris, the Posik, Lahoyer. In this pasuk, as you said before, in the other four, we're learning it, the mechitta learns out from the pasuk of Kaddish, not the pasuk in Parshas Vayik V'yachol. The difference between both pasukim is the Parshas of Kaddish, as the Rebbe brings down the lashon and in the other four, there it says v'hoyi l'choloi. So we're talking about the person, the gavra. Mashenkin the pasuk in v'hoyik V'yachol doesn't say l'chol. Over there, Taka talking about the chefta itself. So if you would learn that taka out from the second pasha, okay, then you're talking about the chefze, I get it. But we'll try to say now that the mechilta is talking totally legabe chefze, and what pasuk is the mechilta bringing? V'hoye l'chola yisayot. L'chola is talking about the gavra. So the Rebbe says, l'hoir, that from the pasuk itself is already mashma, that he can't totally put it on the gavra chefze. But the Rebbe goes back into the pnim, and the Rebbe says, in the brackets, noisef, of them, but if he says neglatic has cholas haloshin from the mechilta. In other words, in the ha'orah we're talking about the pasuk. Now we're talking about the mechilta. Loshin and mechilta is also not answer. What says the loshin and mechilta? Calls man should feel shel yad biyad ten shel reish bereish. Ten is the pulas agavra. Ten you place it. By lafia now, according to the what we said before, that it's totally the difference in the gemara and mechilta. The mechilta is talking only legabe the chefza. Hat er gedacht sagen, ob er sei der Hafuch, he should have said it differently. That he should have said, Tiyye, shall reish be reish, Tiyye is an the chefze, not on Pulas Agabra, Tiyye shall be the reish, shall reish be on your head, calls man, that the yad is shall yad. Okay, jetzt aber a loschen, was er hat, the loschen would more, bring out more wegen der Tfilin. Wie sie sind immer noch einmal gufe. Alle Tfilin are on you. Und nicht a loschen, was er hat wegen Hanachosom al Yidei Ha'odom. The loschen, in the Mechil, the Tain is also expressing that it has to do something with the Pu'ulas Agabra as well. So besides this, the Rebbe goes on and he says, Gefind men as, in Sifri Bepashe Seinu, until now we learned the Gemara and the Mechilta. Now we're going to bring a Sifri. Steht der selbe Loshen in the Mechilta. It says almost the same Loshen as in the Mechilta. It says, Kol Zman Shel Yad B'Yad, Ten Shel Reish B'Reish, Mekan Omru Sheneisen Tfilin, Neshen Shel Yad Tchila V'Chikach Shel Reish, Uk Shechela Shel Reish, Tchila V'Chikach Shel Yad, which means that you learn both Limudim out from the same Pasuk, just like in the Mechilta, not like in the Gemara, you need two different Limudim. Afal Pekein, Lentes Ar Sifri Aruis, from the Pasuk Sheba Parashah Seinu, Uk Shantam Leis Al Yerach V'Hodam V'Hoyulut, So in other words, if you're going to say that the Mechilta, being that the Mechilta learns both Limudim from the same pasuk, is that right that the Mechilta is talking about? The Mechilta is talking about Tzadach Hefzem, and Sifri also learns both Limudim from the same pasuk, which would mean also that he's learning it in Tzadach Hefzem. Afal Pekein, which pasuk we're learning? The pasuk of Kshartam. The Rebbe before explained that it depends where you learn it out. What we're talking about. If you're learning it out in the Gabra, you're learning for the Pasuk, you're talking about the Gabra. If you're in Chavzi, you should learn that from a different Pasuk. But Afa Paken, the Sifri, learns it out in the Pasuk, you're talking about. One Shaila. Oy Tzorachim B'Gemara Gufa. A Shaila in the Gemara. La'achre dem, as for the whole you learn the Gemara up, as cold man shebein anecha yi yishtayim. The second limut. When we're talking about the chalitzas of tefillin, the Gemara says that Avon explains that v'hoyu litetofe is v'hoyu means that kol shaban shabin and as long as it's yeshu is me too. It's the shame be mahai time of a statement. As kishu chelis chelik shal ra'ish v'chaka chelik shal yad be the Gemara zon. From that, you learn out the gabri din of chalitzas of tefillin. Veis medach oich. So automatically you also know as kishu maniach maniach shiyad v'chaka maniach shal ra'ish. Gidrash shal ra'chilte. So you can learn it from the same one limud. Also, the gabbai d'anachas atfilin. V'hoyu plural means what? That you can't put on the shel yad before you put on the shel yad before you put on shel yad. You have to first put on shel yad. Okay, drash is a mechilta. You're learning that from one pasuk. Slivos daf di gemara dem limud from seder hatzivuyim ukshatim leis al yadach v'hoyu l'tumet b'anachas. So why does the gemara need the first limud? That being that it says first ukshartam and then v'hoyu l'gabida anocha. Once we know the explanation that v'hoyu is plural, we know both limudim. So again, you don't need two limudim. And we said before that one of the difference between the mechilta and the gemara is that the gemara learns that from two different limudim, and the mechilta learns that from one limud. Why do you need it for? Why not? Why can't you learn from the? Why can't you learn out for one pasuk at the end? Zog the gemara, zog the rebbe and hasib dalit. Lucha oira yesh leiman azenochinami. Talk like that. In the beginning, Take, we thought you could learn it out from the Seder Apsukim. We have to learn it out from the Seder Apsukim. Legabe the din of Hanochas Atfil. Or Belafi Hamaskona, once the Gemara explains what Avuna Asbarali, and Hanami, let me take up, be the din him, Saik Shu Menich Menich Shal Yad Vachkach Menich Shal Reish. Un Saik Shu Chedes Chedes Shal Reish Vachkach Shal Yad. You learn outside the din of Hanochas and side the din of Chilitza. From them was Omer Krova Hoyul, the Bezbeinanacha called the man Shabinanacha Ishtaim, but Hoyul is Lashon Rabim. So we know you have to learn, you have to have both of them at the same time. And when we give Fintak and become a poskim, in certain poskim, the rabbis would sign over here to Tesis and Erkin, that they take a learn, Tesis take a learn from the one limud, Vahoyul. Lashon as I said before, Tesis doesn't learn that from the Vahoyu. Tesis mentioned related to Tobis. Lashon Rabim, that you need to talk about the different side of Anocha, and Tesis being said inside the Anocha, inside the what do you call it, inside the Chalitza. And when we give Takia become a poskim, and that mold, it does ich masim with the Rashi from Sifriya now. Eba say, now it makes sense also the Sifri. That both limudim are learned out from the same pasuk, and which pasuk? Sifri Taka brings on. So, enochanami the mechilta learns that from the different pasuk, The Sefri, but the Gemara learning out, the Maskana Se Gemara goes exactly like the Sefri, that people learn out both limudim for one limud, both dinim for one limud, being it says, Bahoyu or Litektov is both of them, and then even Kudav, it's Loshan Rabim. So we know both them, you know, Saida Nin and Banochas Atvil has to be first, the Shilyad, Saida Dul Chalitzas will have to be Shilyad. Oba the Rebbe says, Enochinami, we answered this question. Oba Lefizeh, Betech Noch Shmerah Dishkoshanal. If eventually the Balta sof learned the Gemara of Beit Dinim from Ein Limud B'Hoyu, if you're saying Lamaskon the second Gemara, you take a learning get out also only from one limud. Vidim Mechilta, that will both Dinim from one limud. That means everybody, the Gemara, the Mechilta, the Sifri, everybody learns out both Dinim from one limud. Ein Favos learned us of the Gemara and the Sifri. Why take do they learn it out? Nit, Arutz from the Freidik and Pasuk in Pashas Kaddish. Why are you learning it out from Chumash Devarim? Why can't you learn it out from Pasuk Kaddish, which is the first time it says the limud? What's the difference between both limudim? Whether you learn it out from Ukshartam or you learn it out from what do you call it? You learn it out from Kaddish. See the chiluk tzvishin zeh is no much more is dorishin. Other is no nor sido anafkimina la halacha from velachim pasuk melentos aruis. Is there any difference between both the limudim, or do you learn it out both from the same limud? L'chaira, what the Rebbe is asking now. Whether the chiluk mashmo is darshin or the nafkimina lalocha, before in Ha'orah 6, the Rebbe said the nafkimina from both lamudim is a nafkimina lalocha. The Rebbe said before that if you learn the kshartom, which is on the gavrant, if you put it out before the morning, then it's no good. But if it's on mitzvah, on the chefza, then it's okay. So what is the Rebbe asking over here now if it's a nafkimin lalocha? The Rebbe said before it's a nafkimin lalocha. It's vice tuis, l'choid, I'm not sure, but it's vice tuis, that that's why this shayla comes after the previous shayla. Because in the previous shayla comes out that the Rebbe is taking it away from the nekuda that the nafkimin is gavran cheftza. That's what it seems, bepashtus, l'choid. So once we throw a suffix whether the nafkimina is la gavra chefsa ibazei, so na nafkimina lav dafke that nafkimina which we learned before is a nafkimina. Another nekud I want to also be made is yeshleima b'der chefshin that we mentioned before that in Ha'orah 9 the Rebbe's Messiah to the Teisus in Erechin, which over there the Teisus learns out. Both lamudim from the same pasuk, b'hoyu l'titovis, not b'hoyu but l'titovis, as mentioned before, from that tesis. Then the Rebbe brings down avol the hemshich of the Ha'orah 9, avol b'tesis v'rmaschul k'shartam minochis shom, the gemara minochis at tesis k'shartam lei mashmikein. Over there is mashma that he brings, he learns it from two different lamudim. Then at the end, and he also brings in the parentheses. Also, Tesis Dibra Maschali Buri in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. Also, Lei Mashmakein. Yeshleim Abder Chefsher, Lam Dafke, I'm right, but Yeshleim Abder Chefsher, because the Tesis, if you look inside the Tesis, in Menoches, the whole Raya that Lei Mashmakein is only what the Tesis quotation from the Gemara. But the actual Tesis doesn't say anything that it's Mashma, that he doesn't learn from one Limud, that he actually learns it from two Limudim. If you can look inside, it's only from the quotation what the Gemara, the Tesis brings up on the Gemara. Mashenkin the Tesis in Yuma over there, Tesis inside the primal Tesis says that it comes out to be too little from the Mudim. Ken Yeshleim Abderach Efshir, I don't know, but just to be made. Let's go back into the Nimad. Euch gefinden Schnuyim zwischen der Lashenis and Mechilti und den Sifri. There's also differences, even though both of them learning out in the exact same way, there's also certain Shinuyim. Which is going to bring out a nafkimina. Aleph in Mechilta is the Losh and Mekan Omro mitzvahs tefillin. On the Sifri, Mekan Omro kshenes in tefillin. So again, the Rebbe is back, and you see, touching the Inyu and Gavra Chetzel, but we'll see how the Rebbe puts it up. Base, another difference is, in Sifri is the Mosev kshenes in tefillin, nois in shliya tchila, kshecholet chelet shalresh tchila chulu, Mashenkin the Mechilti does not say that. Sif Hey, the Rebbe starts explaining another way how to go about the whole thing. Babir Buzer. Das was Tfilin Shel Yad darf man magdim sein, fara noches Tfilin Shel Reish, af api azeh zeh nitzvei mitzvies, und eine ma'ak vizu azu, why take do you have to be magdim Tfilin Shel Reish, till Tfilin Shel Yad, before Tfilin Shel Reish, even though there's two different mitzvies, and one is not ma'ak the other, if a person has only a Tfilin Shel Reish, he puts on Tfilin Shel Reish, he has only Tfilin Shel Yad, he puts on Tfilin Shel Yad. If the two mitzvah mitzvies, so why is take one before the other? Ken men lenen b'chame yefan. The Rebbe is going to learn three different ways. First, the Rebbe is going to say two ways, and then the Rebbe is going to give a third. Aleph, das is a din b'tfilin shel reish. It's a din b'tfilin shel reish, but what do you mean b'tfilin shel reish? Not in the actual mitzvah, the mitzvah which we can talk later, nor the shleimus ha-mitzvah. But b'tfilin shel reish is, nor b'shas, if their heart is not b'tfilin shel yad. In other words, we're talking about it's a prat and a shleimis in the midst of Tfilin Shel Reish. Lachin daf legin Tfilin Shel Reish, darfer fan legin Tfilin Shel Reish, legin Tfilin Shel Yad. Why does he have to put on Tfilin Shel Yad first? Because in order that Tfilin Shel Reish should be b'shleimis, has to have the Shel Yad first. Base. That it's not in the shleimus of tefillin. The Rebbe doesn't use it. We hear the word chefza. The Rebbe uses it. We hear the word shleimus of tefillin. Basis as is a din in them seder vider gavre daflegin the tefillin. That's a din how the person has to put on tefillin. In other words, we hear it is the gavre. Freya daflegin tefillin shel yah, and they're not tefillin shel yah. And the Rebbe explains very interesting. Das heißt, das ist nicht. No, does it not negate the mitzvah of Tfilin Shel Reish? It's not, as we learned in the first way, that this is a negay and the shleimus in Tfilin Shel Reish. Oh no, ich nit in Tfilin Shel Yav. But this is a din in seder al chosam al yedei ha'odlam ha'menicha. This is a seder in the government. Interesting what the Rebbe means over here in the parentheses, and oich nit in Tfilin Shel Yav. The first way that I've explained that is a shleimus in Tfilin Shel Reish has nothing to do with a shleimus in the Shel Yad. So what does he mean over here when he's shaleh the second way? The first way is meisiv, the Rebbe's meisiv over here on oich nit in Tfilin Shel Yad, that this is not negayet in Tfilin Shel Yad. Even in the first way is not negayet in Tfilin Shel Yad. The negayet only in the shleimus Tfilin Shel Reish. I don't know. Maybe it's a simple thing, but I don't. The Rebbe in Ha'orah 12, we're going to continue on. In Ha'orah 12, the Rebbe says, Lahoyer and the 12, Lahoyer mitzafon spenech l'rambam hilchis tefillin shom. The Sofon spenech says like this, that the gavi tefillin shel yad mitzvah hanochay akshira. In the tefillin shel yad, the mitzvah is the actual hanochah, what the person does, the gavi. The mitzvah is it should be on his head. In other words, the Spanach is machal between the Shel Yad and the Shel Reish if it's on the Gavad and the Cheft. The Rebbe continues on. Gambe Shel Yad Mevorich. Even though that the mitzvah of the Shel Yad is on the Gavad, the Hanochad Ekshida, he also makes a seven bracha. Why does it make itself rachabot? So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe Chava says, the zegeirim l'shel reish yehei munach mishum dekol v'man shebein anach yishtayim. In other words, even though the Shel Yad is on the chev agavra, still, why do you make a brach on it, says the Rebbe Chava? Why do you make a brach on it? Because the Shel Yad is geirim that the Shel Reish should be b'shleimis. Dekol v'man shebein anach yishtayim. That means, in other words, that from the Tzofet Spenech is mashma that it's negeye mua and the chefze. Even the Shel Yad, even though that it's on the gavra, still it's in order that the Shel Reish, which is on the chefze, should be b'shleimus. So that's why the Rebbe brings this on the 12. He's saying, you know, gabi, this is negeye to the mitzvah until Shel Reish. L'cha'ira. The Rebbe continues on. What's an afkimina? The Rebbe continues on. What's an afkimina between these two afanim If it's in the shleimus of the tefillin shel reish, or it's a mitzvah de gavra, the seder hanochosam, the Rebbe says, ein fun de nafgemine be pashtes zwischen de zwei fanim is oib and od ze beide gelegt be vas achas. He put on the shel reish and the shel yad together in one shot. But me be pashtes, either he put on the shel reish, the shel yad, with his right hand on his left hand, and while he's putting on the shel yad, he's at the same time putting on the shel reish on his head, even though the shel reish has to be put on with the right hand, putting on with the left hand. But what if he did it together? Or maybe it means that two people put it on at the same time. There's a whole shakel of tari if somebody else can put on the tefillin on you. Nafkimina between the shel yad and shel reish, and nafkimina. But achaponim, he put it on both of them one shot. The Rebbe explains. Wait, nesh neifim nados is negei not to the shleimus and mitzvah. Fun tefillin shel reish. If it's only in the shleimus and shel reish, is that oich in them fall mekayim the mitzvah shleimusa? The end of the day is he has the shel reish on while the shel yad is on. So even if we put them on together, it's a shleimus and the shel reish is b'shleimus. He has both filling on. Ober like in tzveit neifin ados is adin neseda hanochas ha'odom, that the person has to first put on the shel yad and then the shel reish. As freid afalegin the shel yad and the nochim shel reish. Yeshleiman, as ot the seder felt, damut ven alekze bebasachas. So if you put on both feet, bebasachas, he's missing in the action. He didn't do the action. He didn't do the pulas hanochas tefillin in the proper way. That would be a nafkimina between the first way and the second way. Then the Rebbe comes in with a third way. Nochaneif gimel kemen lenin ados is adine mitzvah tefillin. Das heißt, and the seder hanochosom, the chiyuv hakdima for hanochas shel yad is a tale for mitzvah tefillin shel yad mishel reish b'shas mez mechuyiv in beida. As mentioned before, there's a possibility that you're not mechuyiv in both. If chas v'chilil a person doesn't have a hand, it doesn't have tefillin shel reish, he doesn't have tefillin shel yad, he has only one. But if he does have both, and then he has to put them on both, then it becomes a din in the mitzvah of tefillin that he has to first put on the shalyei, the shalyad, and then the shalresh. Und the nafkemina la'aloch elamaisa, what would be the nafkemina between this third way and the first way? In other words, the second way is not in the shal, it is not in the gabba. The second way, we're going back into the mitzvah of tefillin chefs. The difference is, one is, aleph is shleimus of tefillin shalresh, and the base is the whole mitzvah of tefillin shel yad. The whole mitzvah of nachas tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin. What's an afkimina la nachas tefillin? Later on we'll talk about, the Rebbe says, later on we're going to talk about how this afkimina manifests in the second way. But right now we're talking the difference in the first and the third. Yes, Lehmer, the Rebbe says, when Eder had gelegt tefillin shel reish, Eder had gelegt tefillin shel yad. He didn't do it properly. First he put on the shel reish. See, is there mechuyev uisit on the tefillin on legs in nochem al kisidron? Does he have to untake it off and re-put him, put him on again the proper way? Frey tefillin shel yad and the noch tefillin shel reish. Other this is genug as if it nochtem onto the tefillin shel yad. Once he put on the shel reish, he took it in and brewed properly, but now he's going to put on the tefillin shel yad. Is it okay or he has to take it off? Okay, you do a machlekes aposkim machreinu bezeh. There is actually a machlekes aposkim. And the Chreinim is the Rebbe's Messiah in order 16 to the places where the Machlokes is brought down. But the Rebbe wants to explain what's a nafkimina. It can be a difference between these two ways. First way and the third. Wait, Nesh Neifen. Adas is Adin in Shleimus from Tfilin Shel Reish. As the in them was they said in Menochem al Reishay. The mitzvah is only in the Shleimus of Shel Reish. The end of the day, even though you put it on first, and then you're going to put on the tefillin shel yad. Now, is it shleimus of, is the tefillin shel reish munochim b'shleimus? Yes. Darf er nit chaylet zayn de shel reish. Und es ist maspik, as er wird anton gleich, the tefillin shel yad. Und es wer, den mit the shleimus, amiss the shel reish. Not in the beginning, but eventually it becomes the shleimus of shel reish. Leuten, wir ritten euch von Eve, this is a mitzvah in the hanochas. In the, it's a part of the mitzvah film. That anocha has to be done properly. Because I didn't mitzvah's tefillin. He's moving as a daf choyle zayn the tefillin shel reish. He has to first take off the tefillin shel reish on legen zay kisidah. Because if he doesn't put it on, Kisidron, it's not, the mitzvah is not. In Ha'orah 13, before we go on further in the Plima Sichem, the second part of the Ha'orah 13, the Rebbe says, Olohoy gam me Plima Godim, and yet they, over there he asks, Madua yesh yotze b'shini ha-seder. If a person is Mishana, the Seder, why is he Yetze? The Gemara says in Tumura, whatever the Torah says you shouldn't do, if you did it, Leimahani, the Rebbe is inside the Lekech Tev, which the Rebbe already quoted, which the Rebbe is going to quote later on in the Ora 18. And if you look over there, it's interesting that it comes out from here that it's the din is Achson in the Gavri. That's mitzad the gavra. Chson is in the gavra. So in other words, if it would be in the chefter, that would not necessarily be a chson. The Lechtev talks about this whole thing ba'ariches, but it's mashmal chayda that goes on that this is a from here it's mitzad the chson mitzad the gavra. Just a horror. Let's go back into the plim. Sivov. So now we have a shaila, do you have to take off the tefillin shel resh and go pour according to the seder, first the shliyad and then shel resh, or if you didn't do it properly, you put on the shel resh first, you can leave on the shel resh and then just put on the shliyad, and that's going to be the mitzvah. It's mentioned in Sif, which we just learned, that if it's mitzadeh, shleimus of the mitzvah, the first way, then you don't have to take it off. If it's mitzvah, the mitzvah's tefillin, you have to take it off and put it on again and write. Says the Sivov, und das ist der Chiluk zwischen dem Limud, kol zman shebeine necho yiyu shtayim, was the Gemara learned up, und der Limud, mechilte mekan omr mitzvah's tefillin, kshunesh nesh nesh yad vakach nesh nesh reish, ukshuchel. The Rabbi explains. The limud calls a man shabin and a huge diamain, and thus is a din in film shilvish. A dos was medav magnetism to film shil yad, huge diam, is negaya to shlamest film shil rosh shabin and a like the first way. It's a shlamest in the film. Ube mele, call bishaser as higdim, film shil rosh and film shil yad, is must be done, noch of a film shil yad noch. Und der Mitte der Schema kann er haben, man kann ihm der Chie für Kolz Masch bin nach Yishtayim. So mit this limud of Kolz Masch bin nach Yishtayim, which the Gemara learns out from Vahoyu, that's enough to put on the Shal Yad after you not properly put on the Shal Reish first. Lay the Mechilta Oben. As is the limud mekan as mekan omr mitzvah tefillin. In other words, it's a gather in the mitzvah tefillin, not a shleimus in the shel rosh. This is the gather of mitzvah tefillin is be'ofen as how does it have the mitzvah tefillin be done that you have to put it on properly? Kishu noy se neishin shel yad v'chikach neishin shel reish as agdom shel yad in se de anachoson is a din the mitzvah tefillin. You're going to be mekayim the mitzvah tefillin by putting on first the shliyad and then the shel reish. And the Rebbe in Ora 21 says, even if it's two different mitzvahs, doesn't make a difference if it's one mitzvah or two different mitzvahs. The same, the nukuda is that the shleim, not the shleim, is the mitzvah of tefillin is in seder anochah. Ubemele, if you bashas higdim tefillin shel reish, if you put on first the tefillin shel reish, you didn't do the mitzvah tefillin properly. Not, it's not the kuda you didn't do. The mitzvah tefillin is not done properly. Felt in them din by mitzvah tefillin. The mitzvah tefillin is lacking the mitzvah. It's not the proper mitzvah. When the daf chela zayin, unon to say the differ, he has to take it off and put it on before. Fit it properly, he has to take off the shel resh, put on the shel yad, and then we put on the shel resh again. So that would be an afkimina between the two limudim. So the limud that the Gemara says, calls mashabin and achiyushtayim, the revila comes at that board. That you don't have to take it off because it's the cold mashabed and every time is a tight in the shlemus of the mitzvah, shlemus of the shil shiros. And the shlemus of the shil shiros, even though in the beginning it's not the shlemus, eventually it becomes the shlemus. You have to take it off and put it on because it's in a prat in the kiyum of the mitzvah tefillin. The mitzvah tefillin is not niskayim. This is the chilek in the first way and the third way. Says the Rebbe Nansi v'zayin, loiten tzveiten efen analoben. When we come to the second way, that's a mitzvah in the gavra. Second way, we went from before, and see if, hey, that's a chilek in the gavra. It's a seder in the gavra. It's not the gavra. Loiten tzveiten no, lados is a din nor in seder noch is in ladei ha'odom. Over here, zog the Rebbe, is doar, it's in the stan, mokim tzitrachten. Over here, you can actually explain in both ways. Because being that we're not talking that this is a prat in the mitzvah, being that we're talking that this is an Indian inside the Asiyas Agav, no? See, this is, Eva Zay, the Rebbe says, you can say two ways. What's the two ways? See, this is not a tnai, una prat, in Seder ha-hanoche shel ha-odom, und das hat nicht geschachese mitzvah film. It's only a tnai that you have to first put on till yad and then shall rosh. That's a prat in the hanhoges ha'odom. Und als tnai, if it's only a tnai in hanhoges ha'odom, is viroif tnoi a mitzvah. As long as you're not talking about the mitzvah itself, you're talking about the tnai, how you have to do it, is a sefshem mishle kuvah. So in other words, even though you put it on first the shall rosh and then shall yad, the asiyas ha'odom was not done properly. Okay, it's not done properly. But it's only a tnai, and a tnai is not in the kuvah. So therefore, you don't have to take it off. B'meila, oy behiktim tfilin shiroish is masvik as a leg the nothing shel yad, and is the mitmakai mitzvah shel kiboy. It becomes that his kiyum a mitzvah, the gavram, is automatically done if you put on the tfilin shel yad afterwards. Now the person that it becomes good because a tnai is not marked. Oder mekem zogun. Was as the din in seder anachoson and the chanami it's only a seder mitzad the gavra, but being mitzad the gavra becomes a seder anachoson. This vet nimshach oich oif weiter. In other words, what he did l'chatchile is like a pole and nimshach, so to say, is nimshach l'weiter. So in other words, it means ados was the tefillin and enoch the menochim oifim. Later on, the tefillin was laying on him. Is a hemshach from the hanochas tefillin shel rosh on a gam tefillin shel yad. In other words, the whole hemshach mitzvah, even when the mitzvah is nimshach, it's coming from our action which is not done properly, and therefore the hemshach mitzvah is not properly. It's not done. It's not nimshach properly. The hemshach mitzvah is not proper. Or b'meila dava choyle zandem shel rosh. So they lein kesidon as the Rebbe brings down the order 23. Lahor midin hanichin kedem ed hayoyim. And as we mentioned before in the Gemara Menachos, if you look up the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara Takma says you have to take it off and put it on properly. You have to put it on afterwards. If you put it on, you have to take it off. Or sort of mashmish film, which is considered a new alavishon anocha. Like this in the second way, even though it's on the mitzvah. Pu'ulas Agavra, but being that Nimshach, the mitzvah is Nimshach as a result of the Pu'ulas Agavra, which is done improperly, so the whole mitzvah is improperly, therefore you have to take it off. Zog the Rebbe v'yesh le'man, as the mit was the Gemara zog, as Rabuna Asbarali. Asbarali means that the whole limud is mitzvah called Rav Shabbat Nechah Yerushtayim, as Agdom is chalitza shel reish, len charuiz, fun dem was omakro v'hoilu to do with Ben Nechah called Mashbed and Nechi Yishtaim. What does the Gemara mean with this? What does the Gemara mean to say with this? Is the Gemara Mefarish? At the Erste Limud, the Negeit to the Seder Anoche. When Lechatchila be learning Ral Kishu Meniach, Meniach Shel Yad, Vachakach, Meniach Shel Reish. The Pa'ula Sagavra. The Sibuk Shatim, Leis HaYinecha, Mahadu, Mahoyu, Lititov, Is Beder Necho. Is the Asbar Li is Masbir. What is he Masbir? Kol Zaman Shebein Necho Yishtaim. So what is it explaining in the Limud? As is not a tnai in Maisa Hanocha Shel Agavra, unitin and din for mitzvah tefillin gufa. In other words, Rav Huna Asbarali, that when I'm learning out the first Limud, what's the first Limud? I pull this in the Agavra. Kshartum lo yisayadacho. Kshartum, as the Rebbe mentioned before, you have to put it on, pull this Agavra, and afterwards, v'hoyu lo tovet binanacho, right? So mitzad the pulus agavra, the Rebbe said before, it's a suffix, which way it is. Is it only at nai, or is it nimshach, and then the hemshach is not good? Now Rabbuna Azbarli calls Manashe Bein Anachi Yishtayim. And what's the tacha called Manashe Bein Anachi Yishtayim? We learn for it, it's a prat and mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of tefillin. This is not a din, this is not a tnai in anocha, maiz anocha shal agavra, or nifin and din for mitzvah tefillin gufa. So mitzvah tefillin is blazing the gate of the prat that calls Manashe Bein Anachi Yishtayim. Only that prat. So even if you didn't do it properly, you put on first the shel reish and then the shel yad. You did a wrong thing. Oh, but what's that called? Mashbein and Achishtaim. I look only at called Mashbein and Achishtaim. Now at the end of the day, when you're wearing the shel reish and then you put on the shel reish, is called Mashbein and Achishtaim while you have the shel reish? Is both are on? Yeah. So b'meila enoch and ami, you didn't do it l'chatchila properly. So it's at the beginning of the pasuk, maybe there's a sudden it's nimshach wrong. The rest of the mitzvah is nimshach from a pulis, a person which is done wrong. It doesn't make a difference. The main point over here, the Gemara says, Azbarli, Rabbona Azbarli, calls man should be the nechi yishtayim. The main point over here is the mitzvah tefillin. That the mitzvah tefillin has to have, as we went before, the mitzvah tefillin has to have that it should be both on you at the same time. And it is. So, mainly, even in that limud, you can actually, don't have to actually take it off. Damn, kum del tzude isofu in sifri. That's what the sifri is adding on. Was valentis aruis fun kukshartam, kol zman shebed anecho, kol zman shal yad biyad, tein shal resh barosh, mekan omru, kishenesin tfil, leishin shal yad chile vachakach, leishin shal resh. That's what the Sifri is adding and gone. That what? Aloy, the Gemara is not a gay as his own Zayman Rocham al Reishe, calls a man Shabin and a Chayishtayim. Thus, he is that the Gemara from Shal Yad is not a Bechdei as a Zayn Shtayim, calls a man Shabin and a Chayim. In other words, therefore, it's at the Gemara, it's at the limit of the Gemara, come to the Oist, that if you put it on first, you don't have to take it off. Oh, but late in Sifri, is the mitzvah tefillin shel reish negeya? Not nor at the tefillin shel reish on zayin munochim when oich the tefillin shel yad zayin munochim. Nor oich der seider veoifun fintein shel yad shel reish bereish. Und der riber neishin shel yad chilo. In other words, over here the tzifri is adding on the second way of the suffix before. That being enachinami, mitzad the Gemara itself is only the poorest appointed person is not does not affect the mitzvah tefillin. Come the Sifri and the Sifri says no. Kol mashben nechi yishtayim, aber neishin shel reish shel yad chilo. Kedei is ol kenas anki the boy the ten shel reish bereish. So therefore, mitzad the Sifri, you have to take off if you put on first the shel reish. You have to take off the shel reish. Put on the shel yad, and we put it on again, the shel. Says the Rebbe, Sifches, we call an al is eich muvon, because the mechilta lent is a ruish from Ereshin Pasuk of Pashas Kadesh, v'hoi l'chol eis ha-yodcho, and noich nit from Pasuk v'hoi l'eis ha-yodcho in Pashas v'hoik v'yachos she-peik, b'seif perik, b'seif Pashas v'hoi. Why the mechilta learns it out from that Pasuk? The Rebbe explains. Leid, der Mechilte, wie bald hat er seht, der Anachosin Zadin bei Mitzvahs Tfilin. Nicht bei Zadin in der Meise Anachos von Gavra. Oder in der Schleimitz Mitzvahs Tfilin Shal Reish. Not the first way that it's in the Gach and the Schleimitz Tfilin. Not in the third way that it's a Mitzvah in the Pu'ulas Gavra. But the second way, that this is the whole way of the Mitzvahs Tfilin. Und die, was die Rebbe ist, der Lashon HaMechilta. Man kann auch nur Mitzvahs Tefillin. Not Shleimus in the Shul Reish. Not the Pa'ulis HaGavra. Mitzvahs Tefillin. Kshinais in Nesin Shul Yad Bakak Nesin Shul Reish. Und sagt nicht bekitzer, man kann auch nur Nesin Shul Yad Chilo. Weil der Chiyuv zu Magdim sein, der Shul Yad, ist nicht bloß at Tnai, kidea, der noch soll sein, der Kol Zman Shebein Anachi Yishtayim. It's not only in the Shleimus. Oder atnai beufen ten shel reish bereish atnai in the hand how the person has to do it. No, das is a din in mitzvah tefillin. No good. In other words, that the Mechilta is going counter the second way, that the third way, that second way, that this is a din in the mitzvah tefillin. Far lent men this up from the mitzvah of mitzvah tefillin zum ersten Mal. Because according to the Mechilta, we're talking about the mitzvah tefillin. Mitzvah tefillin is when it says the first time in the Torah. So we get that we know the mitzvah tefillin is. So b'meila eibazei zoch the Rebbe. Was von dem versteht man als zusammen mit dem Etzem Mitzvah ist gesagt worden, the Dinikri between Mitzvah. When the Torah says the first time the Mitzvah, the Torah is giving you out the main point of the Mitzvah. What's the main point of the Mitzvah? The main point of the Mitzvah is that the Mitzvah's film has to be properly. Therefore, if you put it on wrong, you put on first the Shel Reish, you have to take it off, put on the Shel Yad, and then re put on the Shel Reish. Reisim sagt der Rebbe, der Mocker of them, and this is a mitzvah film, a din in the mitzvah gover, the Mocker and this, that it's a din in the mitzvah itself, nid bloizim seder akosuv, no mitzad loshen akosuv, is nid bloizim mitzad seder akosuv, it's not only, because first it says, ukshartom, or first it says, behoyu lechol eyes ayodcho, and then it says, ulezikot min enecho, no mitzadim loshen akosuv. Here the Rebbe brings away the whole pasuk. For the pasuk, "V'hoyul chol ayis ha'yodchol lezikon min enecho," v'le nemar v'hoyul lezikon min enecho. It says only once v'hoyul, v'hoyo, v'hoyul chol ayis ha'yodchol ulzikon. It doesn't say again after v'hoyo. Says again, it doesn't say v'hoyul lezikon min enecho. Len men up in the Rishonim, asher shteim lechshavim la'aviyah v'asiya achas. Of course, this is one time the word v'hoyo. Both of them is one mitzvah, one asiya, one ahli. Obila halacha. This is where the Rishonim learn not from that limit. Obila halacha. Was thus is the later day as melanthus up from say that anoch is a tefillin mum pshartim leisay the chavoyel to do with benenacha. That deposit which is brought down in la halacha. Then they say nechshavim laviyah asiya achas. Only in a certain plat, not in the act of mitzvah. The first time it says the pasuk vayik viach vayah. Kaddishly, that's the first thing it says. That's giving out the whole teichin of the mitzvah. Teichin of the mitzvah is that it has to be properly. So therefore, even if you put it on, everything is wrong. You have to take it off and put it on again. About the balloon and after the pasuk, la halacha ukshatim leisay nacho. Then echnami the only one asiya. Ober not in them din. What we got? What din it says in halacha? One prat. She tzorich l'teich von zel zeh chazeh belishim hepsi. That you have to put it on together, one after the other. Not put on Shel Yad, and then half an hour this year. You put it on without a hefsek in the middle. Obed, but be everything else, that is considered one asiya, and therefore if it's not done properly, if it takes it off, that doesn't say. That you don't learn nothing in this pasuk, because it's not the first time it says in the Torah the limit of tefillin. Obed, like the Mechilta said, Obed HaNoches, Aviyah V'asiyah Achas L'gamri. L'gamri means that it's ma'akev, and therefore you have to take it off and put it on again in the proper way. As the Rebbe says in Ha'orah 27, Bal pizeh yishleima b'chiluk adroshis da mechilta v'ashas m'pashtis. Le'a mechilta. Who learns it out from the Pasuk? Unkadish. V'hoi l'chol le'is ha'yodcha ozukon min nechom. Itfil shal yad, itfil shal reish ha'mitzvah achas. ולכן, לא מת הדין מהכוסף, והוי לכו לא יסיוטו, זכון מנינכו, שלאינמה רק ציבי יחד, והוי לכו, אל תלן של יד ואל תלן של ראש. ולאינמה ציבי בפני עצמי, אל תלן של ראש. That's in the Mechilta. שאין כן להשעת את פילה לבייז מצווה, שאין. So the Mechilta תחלון זה, it's totally one mitzvah. שאין כן להשעת, who holds us two mitzvahs, Lamad Mashinamar Ukshartam, let's say one tzibui. And then it says, Vah you let it always been a chot. Two different tzibuyim. I'll tell Shiyad, I'll tell Shirosh. And it concludes in the Sif Ches, for them is Bedech Mamela Fashtandik, at Bishah said, the Mishani given them, say that he does need the Avi of a Si Achashi Bekosu, but Lachain, Darfer Zay Nochamal Anton Kisidro. That's according to the Mechilta. That's all one asiyah, total one asiyah. Shenken according to the Gemara, and same thing also according to the Sifri. You learn it after the possible Shartom. It's in a certain sense, as they say before, the Rebbe says before, So there has to be put on together one after the other without a hefsek b'neihem. But in the Teuch and the Mitzvah, it's not ma'akev that you have to take it off and put it on again. If you put on the shereish before, you don't have to take it off and put it on again. It's if there's the Rebbe goes over all in yonim for nigla the teres and the dob, he says, drichin zechuis echit b'pnimis atera. Everything in Nigla is how it's eventually also how it's also in Pnimius. How it's in Nigla comes from how it is Beruchnius, but Pnimius, Valderak Zabinyanem. She is Hukshakolatera Kulul film or whole terrace compared to film. It's Kishemi in the midst of film, then a Faran, film shall yad, and film shall raise. Just like in film, there's both film shall yad and raise. Azei. Dann eigen die Arbeiter von Terra Mitzis verraten, der zwei Beginnes von Tour. Die Arbeiter bei Jeden Terra Mitzis ist also both Jönem und Tillon Schiljad und Tillon Schiljad. Tillon Schiljad, was belegt er von Zreya Kenegit Halev. Put it on the hand, right across the heart. Weiß ist, ob der Arbeiter, she belev, Jiris Hashem und Kabbalah Seher. Das schaut dann der Kabbalah Seher, der Jiris Hashem, Halev, Kabbalah Seher, Jira. Und shall reish is scharos hanachos is kineg da meyach. The tefillin shall reish we put on the meyach. Vayis ab da avede from seichu havana v'asor. Brachas Rebbe says, vi dos is mudgish in dem din ben nigla shel shulchan aruch. As ki mitzvas tefillin. The stress is mitzvas tefillin. Ki ima mitzvas tefillin. Is la nichan al azreya kineg da leiv v'al reish kineg da meyach. Why? She would remember all the nisim and the wonders that Abisha did with us. She made him al Yehudai, shows on the unit oneness of the Abisha. That Abisha is the only one who has the ruling, the power and the ruling. The Yeshaba differ as a result of that. The person will give over like a Shvorcha and Shoma Shivameach, Begam Tavis, Mechshavas Libila, Begosi Yisborech. By the anachas tefillin yisker es abeira yisborech v'yamit hanayisof. Just the order of the nechagav, even though the point over here, the Rebbe is going to bring out that it has to be first the shel yad, then the shel reish, which v'chayda means first he has to give over his heart, which is his taivus, and then he has to give over his meyach. Afalpikain in the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, and Avderech Zeh, it's also in the Shulchan in Siddur, which we have before the Anoch Tefillin. It says, V'yishabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaNeshama Shei B'Meyach, V'gam Taivus Libi. First B'Meyach and then the Taivus. L'Cho'era should have been maybe Faket, because as the Rebbe is going to explain soon, say that has to be first Shal Yad and then Shal Yad. Ha'orah B'Narech Agav, I don't know. Was bechlolis zed in dos the zwei inyonim hergesh midas shebelev, which is the mitzvah tefillin shel yad, and toira, which is tefillin shel reish. So the two inyonim, midas of a person and toira. The Rebbe continues on. Dem zed in dos the zwei eros, and then we have the two eros. How we have to do. One is kishumaniach meniach shel yad v'chikach meniach shel reish tchsiv, as yires chet davzayn kedem lechachmosi. Yira itara lechokh. That is the stepping, the door handle to get into the chokh. Yes, Babai, Baruch and Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. Eishisoya beida ve ikra ve shorsha, the beginning is lo'ir etchil ha'yira ha'tivis ha'misteres b'leib kolodom, shalei limited b'melech macham kodesh baruch. First you have to do the shalom shal yad. First you have to do the midas shebeleib. The yira zachet. Noch kommt die zweite Hechelero. Then you have a second hero, which is already Hemshach Avedo and Haim. So called the Ban Shemin, and like a Yishtaim, as the Avedo from Yire fordert sich nicht nur als a Gdome to Limitatero, that the Avedo of Yire is not only a preparation to Limitatero, that first you have to have Yire's Cher, nor as Oich Bishas und zusammen mit Yire's Limitatero, together with Limitatero, which is the Avedo of Shebesechel, Vahavon, 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 Standing of the Ebishter. Darf euch sein der Avede von Yira. Also, at the same time, you also need the Avede of Yira. Und damals ist Chachmose miskayemes. It says in Pirkei Avos. Und durch dem kommt man zu noch ein hechere Darge in Yira. That will bring it eventually to Oid Mahayadag. It's higher different in Yira than the one who comes as a preparation to Teira. It's a Belchem and Kumt, Su, Dorch Teira, a Belchem and Shteit, a Mechochme in Yira. This is the darge from Yira Yila, was vet nimshach davke noch the avede for chokhma ki mavu baruch esakstitz. Dem is men meisiv, and this comes the addition of noch weiter, as dos was anoch es tfilin shil yad dav zayn far, anoch es tfilin shil reish. Why does it have to have first and shil yad? Yirosi ki dem is lechach mosei, is nit nor vela zay dav zayn the seder in an anhoges order. Not only that, that's the way a person has to act. It's like we said before, it's only a prat in the gavra. As kidei tzutzukum et zeshlemes von tinnin shel rosh, in order to reach chochma von teira, daf afrei hobem da hakdomi needs preparation of gira ba kabbalah seir. Kidei es azay chochmos miskeyemes. Kod ma shebein anachi yushtayim. And durch them, only through that, kum te tzutzunach a hecher shlemes, and come through to a higher level in mein chochma in gira, as vet an ilu oichim adreg von tinnin shel yad. Nor, the Seder Gufa is an Indian for Mitzvah Tfilin. As you said before, that the Seder, putting on first the Shalyad and then the Shalyash, becomes a Seder in the whole Mitzvah Tfilin. And therefore, as a result, we learned before in Nikola, that you have to take up the Shalyad, the Shalyash first, and report on the Shalyad, and then report on the Shalyash. That's how he is. Dos is Malek Frey and Tfilin Shalyad. That's what you put on first the Tfilin Shalyad. Is while Oich Dos is a Iker. In other words, we mentioned before that the Rebbe in parentheses brings down that in the Shlemis of Shiros is also the Shalyad, that the Shalyad should be for, is an Iker, and thus is an Iker and says, do in them a Maila. What's a Maila? Mal, that's Kabbalah Seil, which is Yira. A feel Yira Tato, the lower level of Yira, is in your Bittl, Hebcha Yeshus, Hotzi Ashaychus, some Bittl Atzmi from Etzem and Nefesh. Bittl is not only in action, but in the etzem nefesh. Begin this chiddush of nefesh. What is hecher from the avodah shel yad, from the tefillin shel reish? With the tefillin of Baal Shem Tov, begin anoch tefillin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Frei tefillin shel yad, anoch tefillin shel reish. Same thing. There also in the Eibishes film. So the Baal Shem Tov brings as in tefillin shel Amaylo is the shel yad. Tefillin shel yad merames of the avodah from Hashem Shutim. Und der Shel Reish, der Avede von Baal Teira. Und in Hanochas Tfilin Shel Amayla, is the Avede by Kabbalah Seil von Noshem Pshutim Freya. That Avede is before. This is Hecher from the Avede for the Baal Meichen. Not only is a preparation for the Tfilin Shel Yarash, it comes first. That's the main, that's a mile in the Tfilin Shel Yarash. It comes first. This is a Hecher by the Avede for the Baal Meichen in Yediyah Vasogas Atera. When a yedei kol zeh vet uvkita mitzvah stilun b'shlei musa, es vet avaya v'asiyah achas, totally asiyah achas, durch dem, was in der madreg, v'tilun sheyad, hert sich der inyin von achas, b'chid es yichida, peilt os dem achas, oich in der tilun shel reish, in der avede von bale mechin, in yediyah v'asogas atere. Durch der avede von achas, is memamshich in belt, echod, kemaymer, Tfil the Mari Alma Maxibu, Mikamchoki, Israel Gay Echad Boores, as Eden's and a Mamshech, the Mavaya Echod Boores.